Soku isika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lami ithathele lithuba ngibonga uJonga Kandemiri obesipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingalithona njani izilukandaba olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngensonto mhlazi ku-2 Nhlangula 2024 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, impumela yokhetho lwakwele South Africa ize yethulwa lamuhla inhlanganiso yokhetho ye-Independent Electoral Commission itshengisa ukuba kuvote abantu abedlula kancane ingxenye yabalelungelo lokuvota abangu-58% kuphela.
Singayibona iqualizini isiba khona phakathi kwa-ANC nomkhonto wesizwe. Ibuke kungathi ngacishe ibe lula leyo ngoba laba bantu kade bengabantwana bomuntu.
Sokuqhamuke inkulumo phezu kwenhambo zikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esezizinengi kakhulu ngesikhathi esifitshane.
Kusuka kube lesolo kumbukunakanela ukuthi imali leyo ibingasetshenziswa ngezinye indlela. Inhambo kaziwe mlutshwane ukuze ukuthi imali yokwezinto ze-development ibe khona.
Kwezamasiko sixoxa ngokuthakazelelwa kokufikisa iminyaka elikhulu lamatshumi amathathu okwedolobho lakoBulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Impumela yokhetho lweSouth Africa ize yethulwa lamhlanje yinhlanganiso yezokhetho e-Independent Electoral Commission etshengisa ukuba kuvote abantu abedlula kancane ingxenye yabalelungelo lokuvota abangu-58% kuphela. Umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-IEC, uMnumzana Mosotho Moepea, esethula impumela yokugcina lamhlanje ntambama, uthe phakathi kwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota abedlula izigidi ezingamachumi amabili lasikhombisa 27 million, kuvote abayizigidi ezilichumi lasithupha 16 million kuphela. Ekhuluma embuthanweni munye lamhla, uMongameli Cyril Ramaphosa ubonge uZulu walelo lizwe ngokuvota ngokuthula esithi kumele abanqotshiweyo bemukele impumela. Ukhokhela ibandla lemkhonto wesizwe uMnumzana Jacob Zuma yena othi abayemukeli impumela yalolu khetho njalo bazayiphikisa emthethwandaba uvinjiwe ukungena ngesikhathi kusethulwa impumela le. Impumela itshengise ukuba ibandla elibusayo le-ANC kalisoze lenelise ukubumba uhulumende lingabambisananga lelinye lamabandla. Umbuzo ngothi lizabambisana laliphi ibandla wona amabandla la engaboni ngaso linye. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ocubungula ezombusazwe uMnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
I-option ziningi. Ikhona i-option ye-ANC ne-DA. Leyo option inkinga ekhona ukuthi kukhona umahluko omkhulu kakhulu i-ANC ne-DA kumanifesto zabo nakwinqubo mgomo yawo ama-policies. Kakhulukazi inhlukano ekhona enkulu kuku-foreign policy. I-ANC ibheke ubudlelwano obuqinile namazwe asempumalanga, that is i-Russia ne-China. I-DA ibheke intshonalanga ne-Europe. Kuphinde futhi siyabona kumahluko omkhulu obahlukanisa kakhulu yimpi leqhubekayo e-Hamas ne-Israel. I-ANC ingaku-Hamas, i-DA ingaku-Israel. Sithi mhlawumbe bengayekela lokho kwangaphandle bethi ake sibheke okungaphakathi elizweni, sifake ilizwe lethu kuqala. Ngoba i-ANC manje siyibona ungathi izozama ukuqinisa ukuthi inikeze abantu abamnyama izinto abakhala ngazo, abathi i-ANC ayibenzeli zona, ezingabe yizo futhi imbangela yokuthi bayiphanishe i-ANC. Kodwa-ke i-DA kudala ikhala ngokusiza kwabantu abamnyama okungathiwa iBlack Economic Empowerment. Lokho nje nakho kuyabahlukanisa. Kube nezinto ke zenkohlakalo, i-corruption, kube nezinto ze-job creation, noma bezikhuluma kodwa indlela zokuthi zizokwenzeka kanjani zisuke zingafani. Okwesibili, singayibona i-coalition isiba khona phakathi kwa-ANC nomkhonto wesizwe. Ibuke kungathi ngacishe ibe lula leyo. Ngoba laba bantu kade bengabantwana bomuntu, izinto zikhona ezibahlukanisile kodwa bengahlala phansi bazixoxe. Eyesithathu ke enye indlela engaba khona, ngengafaka iEFF neANC bese kubhekwa ke elinye iqembu kwamancane uma ngabe kuyukuthi umkhonto wesizwe neDA kwehlulile.
Ibandla leEFF alenzanga kuhle, kungakuyini imbangela?
Iqembu leEFF alenzanga kuhle iqiniswe lonke kodwa labo abe-EFF uma beyibuka lento bayisa kuyo umkhonto. Ukulahlekela kwe-EFF kufanene nokulahlekela kwe-ANC. Abalandeli abaningi abe-EFF baye bagunquka aya kumkhonto wesizwe.
Manje nxa sikhangela udaba lwebandlululo esingathi yi-xenophobia, ludlale indima bani kukhetho lolo?
Udaba lobandlululo lwe-xenophobia eqinisweni babuGandhi uma ukubukisisa kahle alulandimo luyidlalileyo, ngoba kunamaqembu la akade ekhankasa ekhuluma kakhulu kabanzi ngokuthi abafuna abantu bangaphandle. Amaqembu lawo amabili, i-Patriotic Alliance ne-Action SA. I-Action SA ayizuzanga lutho. Ngabe kuyukuthi bebeyivotela ngoba ithi abantu bangaphandle ayibafuni, ngabe sibona ungathi ngelinye lamaqembu amancane azuze kakhulu. I-Patriotic Alliance izuzile kodwa hayi ngoba ibithi ayifuni abantu bangaphandle, izuze ngoba ivoti labantu abangamakhaladi ubuningi babo baye bayavotela i-Patriotic Alliance. Esingathi thina nje kungabe kube yivoti yobuhlanga, i-tribal vote ngamanye amagama.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Zenzo Nkomo ocubungula ezombusazo obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa. Sokuqhamuke inkulumo phezu kwehambo zikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esezizinenge kakhulu ngasikhathi esifitshane. UMnangagwa ubekelwe eKenya ngeviki edluleyo, wasuka walubhekisa kwele South Korea, lapho azasuka aye kwele Russia. Sixoxe locubungula ezombusazo womnumzana Methuseli Moyo, njalo ofundisa ezokuqutshwa kwembiko ekolitshini leNUST, sambuza ukuthi ubona njani okwenzakalayo.
Into enanzelelekayo ukuthi amazwe awavakatshelayo aqanjwayo o-North Korea, o-Russia, amazwe avele elobudlelwane le-ZANU-PF. Ngamazwe njalo i-Russia isempini, i-North Korea ihlala nje kunjalo kungathiwa kufuthelweni. Ngamazwe futhi alendlela ethize yokubusa abantu. Wananzelela umbuso we-ZANU-PF ungathi ugxile kunkolo mbe kundlela okubuswa ngayo kulawo mazwe. So nxa umongameli esiyakhona ngale kuzongaba lokunakanela ukuthi kukhona okuyakhulunywa kakhulu endaweni zabo-defense ezezikhali, kube khona njalo le ndaba zepolitiki, kube khona njalo ukuthi iRussia ungayinanzelela isikhuthala kakhulu kwenza ubungane lamazwe e-Africa, ifisa ukuncedisa ngainto ze-mining, ama-fertilize ezokulima. Idinga ubungane ukuthi ihuge amazwe asuke ku-America abuye kiyo. So ikucabangela ukuthi nxa umongameli kuhamba kwakhe inhloso zakhe zigoqela khonokho.
Lona ilizwe siyabona ukubana liphakathi kobunzima bokusilela kwemali. Lokhu akwenzayo umongameli ukuthi ahambe, ubona kungaphathisa yini ilizwe ikakhulu kwezomnotho?
Ilizwe liphakathi kokuswela imali, wananzelela inhlelo eziningi azihambi ngendlela efiswa ngabantu. nxa uthi imali uthi uyasilela. Yikho ke nxa umongameli esebonakala ehamba hamba amazwe amaningi, njalo nxa ehamba siyakwazi ukuthi ehambe yedwa isikhathi esine kuvuma umuntu uhanjwe, abantu bebaningi labanye nje kuyabe kungacaci ukuthi kanti bahamba besiyakwenzani. So ke kusuka kube lensolo kumbe ukunakanela ukuthi imali leyi ibingasetshenziswa ngezinye indlela. Ihambo kaziwe mlutshwane ukuze ukuthi imali yokwenza into ze-development ibe khona ibe nengi. Kodwa ke isikhathi esiningi nxa utsho njalo bayaphendula bona be-ofisi yakhe bethi upresident kumele angene lapha nalapha edinga i-investment, edinga ubungane, esakha ubudlelwane beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe. Sithemba ke siza kubona khonokho okusenzakala ukuthi kuzasinceda ngaphi. Kodwa isikhathi esiningi suka silinde izithembiso zokuthi kuthiwe kuzaba nje kube nje, singakuboni, singaluboni untshintsho. Abantu sebegcina bebona into ayikudlaliswa kwemali nje.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Methusele Moyo ocubungula izombusazo njalo efundisa ezokuqutshwa kwembiko ekolijini leNUST obekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngelithiya ezandleni zikaDabuka Ncube.
Siyalamukela kusigaba sabatsha. Igama lami nguDabuka Ncube. Namhla sixoxa lo Dokotela Mlungisi Mhlophe owasungula inhlanganiso ye-Youth Ablaze Global ephathisa abatsha abavela amaphandleni ibaletha eMelika ukuthi bafunde okuchiyeneyo.
Sifuna ukuthi mabebuyele abantwana babuyele bephethe, you know, bengaphathanga ukuthi ayi sithatha amabhikitsha sambe sabona. Sifuna bephethe i-future, bephethe impilo yokuthi mina iphupho lami lizofezeka. Ukuthi nje ngisukile ekhaya ngangena endizeni, ngisuka esigodini, ngisuka loba kuyiphi indawo ngazobala, ngangena kuma-university, ngangena emakolijini, ngahlala professors, ama-teacher abaceceshile kakhulu. Ngafunda izinto. Mayibuyela umntwana ahambe phethe into ebambekayo ngempilo yakhe yakusasa, lephupho lakhe ukuthi liyafezeka, ukuthi ngempela impilo nje ayipheleli nje khona lapha kule kusasa elihle ngabo. Sakha ikusasa elihle labantwana bethu ukuthi baphile impilo engcono ukudlula thina indlela esaphila ngayo. Kunendlela eziningi ezokuthi sikhuphule izinga labantwana bethu.
Yizifo ezinye zezinto elifuna ukuthi bazenze ngesikhathi belapha eMelika ezizabaphathisa ukuthi nxa bebuyela ekhaya bebambile lokho elifuna ukuthi bakubambe.
Okunye abazokwenza, bazongena mabengena kuma-university bazotshelwa ukuthi kula ma-program athile. Mhlawumbe umntwana azafuna ukuthi hey ngcono lami ngizama ukuthi ngifake lapha mhlawumbe i-application yokuthi lami lephupho lami ukuthi, you know, ngiqhubekele phambili ngezifundo zami. Sifuna ukuthi abantwana baqhubeke ngezifundo zabo. Uma besuka la uyabe sekwazi ukuthi kufanele enzeni ngezifundo ukuthi mangisuka la ngempela ngizakwenzani empilweni, ngizoba yini empilweni. Kucace nje ukuthi indlela yakhe ikhanye ile sivane esithe savela wabona ukuthi uyangaphi umntwana. Abamnyaka ophelile babephuma kwesinye isikolo lalapha lonyaka yinala, umnyaka ozayo uzabe kungabanye. So sizama ukuthi lento ikhule iqhubekele phambili, sazi ukuthi sincedisana abantwana bethu kungelankinga ukuthi uphuma kusiphi isikolo, kodwa izaqhubekela phambili njengoba namhlanje inala kusasa kungabe kungumntana wakho ophuma loba yisiphi isikolo. Lo umntwana usengaphi, kumbe usetsholotsho, usegwanda, usesigodini, loba ukuphi, sile ndlela yokuthi umuntu asifinyelele sisize isizwe sethu labantwana bethu ukuze impilo zabo ziphile zibe nhle kusasa.
ukuthi gaba sabatha namhla besiqoqa lo dokotela Mlungisi Mhlophe owasungula inhlanganiso ye Youth Ablaze Global asihlanganeni ngesikhathi esifanayo ngevikezayo olivalelisayo uDabo Kancube.
Le balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha Voice of America ese Washington.
Sigcina masiko
wethu.
Owenze
usenziwe manje.
Sigcina masiko
wethu.
Yey, kwenza masiko lokuphela kwabantu kuzo zonke. Lamhla sixoxa njalo nomnumzana uzongwenya ingcwadi kwezamasiko esintu. Siyabukela ukuhlelo kwangwenya. Kunjani khona ngapho lapho khona?
Ngiyabingelela babudube kubalaleli nabafakazi bethu. Hayi, lapho sikhona ongathi liyakhiza namhlanje.
Yes, siboneleke ubulawa yolapho ke echaya 130 years yokusungulwa ukuthi sokulidolobho. Kambe wena ukubona njani khonoko njengoba abanye besithi hayi phela kwahluthunwa idolobho lamakhosi lapha isigodlo samakhosi. Ye, phosela kukalapho kwe.
Bawuduke khona singasho sithi kuyasikhumbuza ukuthi idolobho lelana lakhiwa liphucwa okhokho bethu. Kodwa bese kuphinde futhi kusikhumbuza ukuthi abaliphucayo bebelakhe kahle kakhulu yonke into ihamba kahle noma nje kukhona lapha abazali bethu lathi esasingeneme khona kodwa sinazelela ukuthi okwamanje sokuthanda izinto sezingani sezithanda ukuba ngeyindlela lapha esesibona sesizithola sesilwa namagama athi impela khona bekungcono usaphethe isitha
kodwa ke nxa sesikhangela kathesi kwini obonazana kulisiko olokho kusele ubulawayo siyabona ukuthi sokungani sokusuba mani nephindapho nje akusakhali lokuthi kuya ngaphi kambe kuyagcinwa ezamasiko khonapho ke kubulawayo ngokubona kwakho kumbe vele into sezisabalele
silovalo bawudube ngoba zimbalwa izinto ezisekhona laphana eziyizo ezisagcine ubuyithi bethu zakhumbula ukuthi unegceke laphana elibizwa kuthiwa igceke lencwala besingajabula ukuthi mhlambe kwakhiwe into ethile khona laphana engicabanga ukuthi okwamanje bekungakangeni lutho olu-10 mhlawumbe lingagcina kugcine kwakhiwe into ezoba isikhumbuzo okunye besicela ukuthi emagameni emigwaqo laphana njengoba kwenzeke emalokishini kube nendlela yokuthi kuyanikezwa amagama emigwaqo namagama ezinduna namakhosi lamaqhawe nje akithi asendulo okuyikho kuzokwenza ukuthi kulondoloze ubuyiphebethu kodwa nomntwana nxa ebuza ukuthi kanti leli gama elithi lobhengula ngubani ulobhengula elithi mzilikazi ngubani umzilikazi elithi magwegwe ngubani umagwegwe bakwazi ukuthi yona yodwa le nkulumo ibe ngumlando ongasoze ukhohlakale.
Ye, uthi kambe kungavunywa yini konokho nguhulumente? Phela siyabona ukuthi uhulumente ngosezibambile emadolobheni lapha. Ukhulumende akavuma ethi hayi guqulanini ezali lokhu lalokhu kufaka amabizo azalayo kungaba njalo babangwenya
babudube umbuzo onjalo uthanda ukuba nzima kakhulu sinokubona endaweni eziningi uhulumende la ezifakela wakhe amagama kodwa besicela ukuthi noma bengakwenza lokho kodwa bengalinge bezama ukwesula umlando wesizwe sakithi ikakhulu kwabulawayo njengoba uyalizwa nje idolobho lakwabulawayo kuthiwa idolobho lamakhosi idolobho lamakhosi okusho khona ukuthi ubulawayo nayo wodwa nje kuyisikhumbuzo esikhulu ukuthi sivelaphi sisizwe senkosi umzilikazi sisizwe sababutwabazi.
Ye, lo ngubaba umbuso ngwenya incediko zamasiko esintu ngethemba lokuthi siyahlangana singawaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo oluvalisa ngenjabulo ngumthembo ozithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lilale
hiwolomzila
salulandela
usiyabonga Gibbs Dube okwamanje sengilithe ezandleni zika Ntungameli Nkomo.
Siyahlangana kuhlelo uselela umoya igama Ntungameli Nkomo. Umtshumayeli wethu namuhla ngumnumzana Busani Sibanda.
Sibonge
ithuba babonkomo labalaleli. Namhlanje ngizathanda ukusibheke mawungumntwana uyingane ebazalini. Kumele ube ingane njani? Kumele ube ngumntwana onjani? Ungazi ube mdala kangakanani kumzali wakho uyohlala ungumntwana. Uyohlala uzithoba njalo. Unjenjena namhlanje ulethwe ngumama emhlabeni through isibeletho sakhe. Wakuncelisa ebeleni lakho guluhlupha. Ungulumuntu onguye namhlanje because of umzali wakho. Umbonga ngani umzali wakho? Ukubonisa ukuthi umntanami loba ekuphi uyangikhumbula kuyamthokozisa umzali lokho. Ufila njani ungumntwana usebenza kodwa umzali wakho ecela ithukela next door? Ufila njani kunje kubi indlala ibhahile? Umzali wakho ubhizi ucela ukukoda wena usemazweni wena ukuphi? Umzali wakho uhamba ecela impuphu ebantwini wena ukhona uphila? Umbiza njani umdali enkonzweni esontweni uthi ngiyathandaza mbiza uNkulunkulu? Kodwa ngapho uqalekiswa umzali wakho, ngapho ulandelwa zinyembezi zomzali wakho, kuphi ukubusiseka kwakho, kuphi ukukhonza kwakho? Isibusiso sokuqala ngisibuye emzalini. Izishumi zokuqala yikukhumbula umzali. Ngeke uthi ensontweni uyakhipha izishumi kodwa umzali wakho ehamba ngematensa bhokokile, umzali wakho engakaza iphuza ithukela yakho, umzali wakhe esele kuqalekisa yena kufundise nzima, mhlawumbe ubehambe ebiyintango zabantu, ngapho umzali wakho uyakuqale ngapha uthi uyathandaza. Nceku zikaThixo, isibusiso asike sidlula esibuya kumzali wakho sokuqala. Umzali wakho is the co-creator, uwaphiwa amandla umdali, umdali wakho konke, but umzali is a co-creator. Unjenjena nje uyimbewu yomzali wakho, uyilokho yikho khona umzali wakho. Uthini uNkulunkulu othi uyamkhonza kubazali bakho? Wenzani kubazali bakho? Lapho khona ngabazali bakho baya kubusisa na o baya kuqalekisa? Loba abazali bakho bengasekho emhlabeni, abakho ngokwenyama but ngokomoya bayaphila, bakhela amathuna abo ukubonisa inhlonipho kubo. Ungababiza abazali bakho madimoni ngoba ubuya kubo uyimbewu yabo. Nceku zikaThixo, kubi emhlabeni abantwana bafulathele umhlaba ungenyinto, kodwa ngithi mina awukwazi ukuthi ukhonze umdali umzali wakho ngaphe kuqalekisa. Awukwazi ukuthi ubusisekile ubusiswe kumdali ngaphe umzali wakho kuqalekisa. Awukwazi ukuthi wena ulomuzi nje umuzi wami kunje kodwa ngapha ukukhulumisana nomzali wakho okulethe emhlabeni, akukho lapho yakhona. Asihlonipheni, sazini abazali bethu abasilethe emhlabeni, basifundisile basikhulisile ukuthi nathi sibakhumbule. Ngeke ukuthi uyobusiseka ukhohlwa komzali wakho. Umdali wakho oqala ngumzali wakho okulethe emhlabeni, nguyena umdali wakho oqala ngoba nguye okudalile, nguye okulethe emhlabeni, nguye okwenze waba khona waba ngulumuntu onguye. Sibonge ihlo engunaphakathi sithume isikhulu mdali onophethe konke uNkulunkulu wokhokho bethu. Babebusisekile okhokho ngoba babesazi lapha babuya khona, bebekhulisa isibongo sabo ngokwenza okuhle. That's why izwe lomoya kade lijabulile ngabo. That's why kade belima bevuna. That's why imuli zabo bezingasweli ngoba babesazi lapha babuya khona. Namhlanje sibona abantwana abafulathela ikhaya, umntwana ahambi nje abengenyinto. That's why abantwana banamhlanje sibusiso singekho. Sicela upha amandla laba bayayizwa le voice bakwazi ukukhumbula emuva. Impumelelo yokuqala emntwaneni yikwazi umzali wakhe. Umntwana impumelelo yokuqala yikuthi noma engashada umakoti ephu akwazi ukushiya ebusisa ikhaya lakibo ngokuchiye yakhile. Lobe siyakwakho umuzi wakhe achiye yakhile, achenze something ekhaya kubonisa ukuthi baba lo mama ngiyabonga. Uyakhuleka Zulu, thinta inhliziyo zabantwana banamhlanje. Sikhuleka sibonga sithi Zulu.
Lolo bekuluhlelo vuselela umoya. Silomchumayeli umnumzana uBusani Sibanda. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Yimi uNtungami Linkomo.
Hayi, siyabonga jahale zansi Ntungami Linkomo. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje sixoxa lomdlali wenguqu oke waba lodumo olukhulu edlalela iHighlanders leqembu lesizwe elama Warriors uAlexander Maseko. Wayesazakala ngelokuthi cool ruler. Ungumanje usehlala eSouth Africa lapho kade edlalela iqembu leMamelodi Sundowns engakathathi umhlalaphansi. Uxoxa lentathele izindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisas Banda osiphathela lendaba zezemidlalo kuleviki.
UAlexander Maseko uzalelwe eLuveve obulawa akhulela khona. Wafunda esikolo seMafakela Primary School.
Usuka eprimary Mafakela ngasiyafi. Yeyimpokuma high school. Pokuma high school still bengugokeeper. Uyazi nge uma ukuthi ngiyakhula ningazi ukuthi khona ama jeans amayini. Kule sport esasikhona ngoba babo wayevele edlala ibhola. So ngingugokeeper kanjalo, so okufika nje isikhathi sabo sewinter lesi. I remember teenage ayila boyfriend Jawanda oramani kumbuzi seMpopoma, so ngisafunda khona.
Maseko wathi eqeda isikole eMpoma High School wathola umsebenzi.
Joina i-company okwakuthiwa i-DRG Vikings. DRG Vikings ibili team leyo bengiyidlalela. So hayi ngasebenza khonale ngidlalela i-DRG Vikings. I know, I think it's 82 where ngiyalinda sipi senzane ibi E-N-10 u-coach E-N-Bobby Kiyaka. Alright. So why u-Bobby why su and e-Hamba siya kwa nama lower divisions and then one sport.
Esedlala i-Highlanders u-Cool Ruler iposo yanqoba yathanyela inkezo zonke njalo labalandeli bamahlolanyama bebehlala bejabulile.
So we have almost all the cups. Tina ibhola lethu it was more competitive. So my supporters, I don't remember any of the supporters about we have to get into ground in even here because it was competitive. We wanna Sasisia NB Sitanama team are very good. And those teams which were very good, you understand, they were tough. And my supporters would never come back and say, hey, this is the citizens in our every time they would accept us, we'd perform. Nani, he came in against every season.
Maseko wasuwa kuposo, wesikachana siyadlala iDerinti. Sebembiza ngokuthi ngu-Cool Ruler. Kwa kutheni zanda.
Undo wangi pika madana lili, sadali iimbora, siti Cool Ruler. I think, ungati wae sazu kuti mungudu njani. Ainto zo upa vani stani. 1989 we, engasu matulu msebenzi Harare. So since I joined in the Italian team. So the Laba Mangazi with the Asuga, yes, Islanders for only 1 year. I'm going to tell you the Italian team. 1990, remember 1990 as we win a pretty league.
Kudlale umdlalo wenguqu okwesikhathi eside eZimbabwe leSouth Africa pho kungani ngafuna ukuphatha inhlanganiso yezenguqu ezifa.
IZimbabwe indaba ungabuki ekhameni ye-assist ngapha into zezifa lokho nalokho. Ama ukuthi bafuna uncedo kumbe bafuna ukuthi izinto zibe right. I prefer ukuthi bengifonele behlalela phansi bethi hayi kunento enje, so sifuna ukuthi sihlale nawe phansi sibone ukuthi ungasinceda na. So not ukuthi angifuni ukwenza into, I love football. So umuntu othi ngifuna ukuphuma emaphepheni, so umuntu ophaphayo mina, I'm just a down to earth person.
UAlexander Maseko uhlala le muli yakhe eSouth Africa. Kusenjalo iqembu lesizwe lamaWarriors lise South Africa lizilolonga lilungiselela imidlalo yomhlaba yeWorld Cup lapho lidanqilana lelesoto lesihlanu ozayo libuye lidibane labafana bafana beSouth Africa ngemva kwensuku ezine lidlale lelesoto khona ngale eSouth Africa. Iqembu lamaWarriors lidlalela imidlalo yalo kweleSouth Africa ngoba iZimbabwe ayilankundla ezivunyelwa inhlangano yezenguqu emhlabeni wonke jikelele yeFIFA ngoba kuthiwa inkundla zigugudekile eZimbabwe. Ngimele Studio 7 igama namu Jesus Banda.
Siyabonga Ezra Chisas Manda ngokusiphake udaba luka Cool Ruler. Isikhathi iso singasavumi ukuba siqhubeke sisonke kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye izenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Impumela yokhetho lwakwele South Africa ize yethulo lamhlanje inhlanganiso yezokhetho i-Independent Electoral Commission itshengisa ukuba kuvothe abantu abedlula kancane ingxenye yababele lungelo lokuvota kwaba ngabangu 58% abavotileyo. sokukhamuke inkulumo phezu kwenhambo zikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esezizinenge kakhulu ngesikhathi esifitshane. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo egama ngoChris Gande ngesithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa, lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.